Good evening, New York City and my listeners around the world. This is your host, Elizabeth Tripp. We are live here on talkradio.nyc every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another edition of Nourish the Soul. And you know, this is your opportunity to sit back, relax, and go on a journey of self-discovery. To explore why you've been guided to tonight's broadcast, what has brought you here, and what messages are you needing to hear in your journey of transformation today? Because I know if you're listening to my broadcast, you are an individual who dares to transform your life. You have a deep pull to actually move out of or let go of old ways. This is deep transformative work. We go live every Wednesday to really help you shift your mindset about your health and well-being, about food and your body and your entire life. You know what's really incredible? I was thinking about this weekend and several things that I was going to bring up, but one is that we are this infinitely powerful, we're these infinitely powerful beings. And yet so many of us live our entire existence thinking we're not. You think that you're not powerful. We live our lives thinking we are flawed, thinking that we're broken, thinking that we need fixing. We live our lives thinking that. And in that thinking, we actually limit ourselves from our true potential. And that exact thinking that we think we're broken, that we're not whole, that we need fixing, it's the moment that we actually create a narrative that's written out of fear. So I wanted to get you guys thinking about this as we have tonight's exciting show, NYC's premier medium and intuition 101. But before we get started with that, I wanted to actually get you guys thinking about this concept. So here's this. Whenever we judge, whenever we try to hurt or harm ourselves or another, whenever we gossip or speak negatively about ourselves or overeat or overdrink or overshop, or we are actually acting out the book we have written of fear. Whenever we do any of those things, whenever we turn our back from transforming, whether that be pointing our fingers at somebody else for the blame, whether that be shutting people out, whether that be not scheduling your appointment, not making the phone call or ignoring the call or the inquiry, we're writing another chapter in the book of fear. We've actually then begun a novel based out of fear. So we limit ourselves from receiving the true sustenance of life in walking in our most fittest, healthiest version of ourselves. Every single time we write more pages in our novel of fear, we actually limit ourselves from being our best self, from uncovering our true gifts and walking in this beautiful, incredible, powerful potential with ourselves. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, and all my listeners out there, we are equally the power, we have equal power to thrive as we do to self-destruct. We have equal power to thrive as we do to self-destruct. They're choices that we can make every single day. You have a choice when you tune in to my radio show to begin to transform your life. To actually take the pages of this old book, rip them out, throw them away, burn them, send them out into the universe wherever you want them to go, and write an entirely new story for yourself. You have the opportunity to actually step out of what limits you from being the absolute healthiest, fittest, powerful, successful, in an incredible relationship, and happy. You get the opportunity to actually write new pages of your book. That is a gift that you can't even put a price tag on. So I offer you this message. If you have made it this far and you're tuning in, open yourself up to the call of your soul. Take action to create the life you deserve. Don't remain silent. Don't ignore the call. Don't keep writing more pages in your book that brings you on a tale of despair, frustration, anger, or hurt. This is so incredibly important. You have everything you want and deserve inside of you right now. It is alive, well, healthy, happy, joyous, beautiful, talented, extraordinary, amazing, bright. It is so strong. It is so incredible. It's so truly loving. You have all of that within you. So honestly, really, it's time to burn this book, to rewrite your story. You deserve to lead an amazing life today, one that is full of well-being, one that is full of health and happiness. And I'm ready to bring you on that journey. I'm ready to bring you on that journey this evening. So I welcome you all to my broadcast, New York City's premier medium, Intuitive Healing 101. And so before we actually get into the broadcast, I have a couple more things that I want to announce. I want to shout out to my 30 Days of Gratitude participants. You are putting huge smiles on my faces. Every morning I'm waking up to these incredible lists of things that people are thankful for. You guys have made my heart sing. I hope you enjoyed my list this morning that I sent out. It's truly been a moving experience, and it's allowed me to actually really draw attention to all the blessings that I have. And I hope that's what it's inspiring you to do as well. And so I have something special I'm going to be giving all of you guys. I'm going to keep my lips sealed, but I know many of you are tuning in tonight, and I'm going to be letting you know actually the evening before Thanksgiving what this is. So you're going to get something free, something really incredible from me, because I am consistently getting amazing stuff. So those of you who didn't actually jump on the bandwagon, that's okay. You can still do your own gratitude challenge, though the challenge is closed right now. I'm certain Nourish the Soul will have another one at some point, but we're having a lot of fun. Those of you, for you who are participating too in this challenge tonight, this is your opportunity to call in and actually share your gratitude. When you come on live tonight and you share something with me, your name is going to go into a raffle to either win a 2-hour free session with me or to win a seat at my January 2019 online retreat, Be Fit Mind, Body, Soul, 6 Steps to Transform Your Health and Lead the Life You Deserve Today. So yeah, that's right, guys. I'm just letting the cats out of the bag, because there's several of them. I've developed an online course, and I am ready to empower all of you to get fit with your whole self, mind, body, and soul. And this is so important. And because it's so important, I've actually taken the ebook that I made that goes along with my online course, and I've decided to actually launch this ebook early for free for all of you guys out there to download and get transforming your health and well-being right now. So in less than 2 weeks, my ebook, Be Fit Mind, Body, Soul, is going to be premiering, and it's free. It's your opportunity to download it and actually start living your best you. So how do you get a chance to, you know, get this right off, hot off the press? Well, I'm going to guide you to actually head over to my website, elizabethmtripp.com, and click on the prompted Yes, I Am, okay? And you're going to be able to easily get set up to get the first copy of this ebook so that you can start creating the life you truly deserve. The ebook is full of tools, exercises, and a one-day high vibrational meal plan. So you get all of this for free, and it gives you the opportunity throughout December to really start setting the foundation to transform your life. Because come January, the online course is going to be out there and ready for everybody to sign up so that you can virtually become the best you in your own comfort of your home. How awesome is that? So all you self-starters out there who are, you know, can take what I provide you online and really bring it to the next level. It's going to be super easy. Online videos, meditations, workbook, everything's going to be laid out for you. So I'm so excited. So it's just that easy. So the retreat is going to be unlike anything else, guys. You know, I haven't seen anything out there like it. It's truly for those who are ready to take their life to the next level and want a solution to permanent weight loss, who really want to, you know, change their nutritional habits and who are really ready to just lead the life they know they deserve, one that's full of happiness and health and vitality. So head over to my website, like I said, elizabethmtripp.com, and click on the prompted Yes, I Am, and everything, you'll be able to access everything very easily as you follow those steps. So enough with the announcements, because tonight's show is so much fun. I get to highlight some of my, you know, incredible personal gifts that I actually make available to all of my clients. And I'm going to be sharing them with my listeners this evening. So welcome to New York City's premier medium. Who is that? Well, it's me, actually. I'm the premier medium. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing with you about what that means and how I utilize the mediumship in my work and really help you transform your life as a result. And I wanted to kind of start the broadcast by asking you, you guys have all heard of the Long Island medium. I mean, who hasn't heard of her? She's this like cute little blonde lady that has made a TV show, and she works with these incredible everybody, stars and people all over the world. She's been hearing and seeing and sensing spirit and communicating with spiritual energy for a long time. So you're going to hear my story about how I actually have the same gifts. So we're going to go for a quick commercial break. And when we get back, you're going to be hearing all about this. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day. Welcome back, New York City and my listeners around the world. Thank you, Keisha and William and Lisa and Vivian, for all tuning in. This is going to be an exciting show. There's lots of energy presence with us tonight, and so it's so much fun. I have a blast when I get to really be who I truly am. And so I want to share with you, you know, I didn't always get to be who I truly was or am. Matter of fact, you know, I've been sensing and feeling and seeing spirit since I was four. It really wasn't until my late 20s that I learned how to really communicate with spirit guides and souls who had passed. Why wasn't I doing this my whole life? Well, wasn't that I wasn't doing it. I just was really repressing my gifts. They were really covered with emotion, a lot of past hurt and feelings that I hadn't worked through and released. So I lived nearly two decades of my life in depression and anxiety, and I coped by really behaving destructively with food and my body. So I had eating disordered behaviors where I would binge and restrict and overexercise, as well as compensate with alcohol and partying and substances that, you know, I thought were going to be the solution to why I felt so lost inside. But the real, you know, crux of this was that I was so lost because I was so afraid. I was so afraid of what I had experienced when I was little and the things that I had seen and the responses that I had gotten, that I simply bottled that fear within me, and I started to write a story out of my own fears. And as the years passed, my story, you know, the pages grew and it became a novel that I was different. I was strange. I wasn't good enough. And it essentially, in those pages, created a ton of chatter inside my mind, and I couldn't hear my own inner guidance system. I couldn't connect to my intuition. I couldn't really quiet myself enough to be able to hear the messages of my soul, nor know what to do with messages that I was possibly receiving, you know, because during these two decades, I really shut off a lot of my abilities. So you're going to hear later on in the segment, you know, what exactly it was that I was experiencing. But it wasn't until 2015 that when I met my spiritual teacher and healer that I, you know, in fact learned that carrying these emotions of anxiety and fear and, you know, really powerlessness and you know, walking in these beliefs with myself that, you know, I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't powerful, that I, you know, was, I had to be too nice, was limiting myself from expressing who I truly was. And I really was living behind a mask. You know, matter of fact, you know, I'd get into these relationships and I would chameleon myself to be, you know, what that other person wanted me to be, because I had lost a sense of myself. You know, I was so layered in my own emotions that I was desperately looking outside of myself to find stability and to find a root in my life. You know, who am I? And I reawoke, okay? I reawoke to these abilities as I cleared my physical, mental, and spiritual body from pain. You know, like I've mentioned in other broadcasts, there is absolutely not one person out there that hasn't experienced pain. you know, something has happened to you somewhere along your life that actually felt painful. And whether that was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we don't always have the knowledge, or we're not at the maturity level to know what to do with that pain. So we hold on to it. And, you know, when I was 4 and 5 and 6 and I was seeing apparitions and spirit in my bedroom and becoming absolutely frightened out of my mind about what the images were and how they appeared to me, that was extremely scary. And scary is a pain that we can experience. It can be a fear. And so in that, when I tried to express myself, you know, hey, this is what I'm seeing, I'm really scared, and my parents not knowing what to do or how to actually really, you know, nurture my abilities, because they didn't know it. So, you know, they weren't have that understanding. They just sort of told me that it wasn't real and that I could, you know, I could sleep outside my bedroom, I could be down in the living room, but, you know, that these things are imaginary. And so it led me to sort of believe that everything that I saw was then not real. And so then how could I be real? How could I be, you know, who I wanted to be if I felt extremely afraid of who I was? And so that really felt very painful for me. And so, like I mentioned, I would, you know, really try to chameleon myself to be what other people wanted me to be. And as a result, you know, I packed on pounds and I then became frustrated and pointed the finger at food and said it's food's fault. I feel this way. And I restrictive ate, and then that didn't fix it. So I got into relationships with people and that certainly didn't fix it. All of these things actually made it worse. So in 2015, my teacher helped me see that I actually have chosen from my soul has chosen to live inside of a very transparent vessel. So my soul has, you know, before coming into this life, agreed upon choosing a body that would be very transparent, that would be a very clear channel for spirit, because I have an incredible mission. You know, I was, anybody see Bohemian Rhapsody this weekend? Yeah, Freddie Mercury. He said something incredible that has something to do with what I'm about to say. And that is that the moment he would step onto the stage, you know, he was a very confused, sad, lonely man, and confused about a lot of things and held on to a lot of pain. But he said the moment he stepped onto stage was the moment that he felt his absolute true self, that he felt the most real and alive and the most connected to himself. And I was watching that movie and I was watching him perform on stage, and I just fell into the absolute energy in which he was experiencing, because I can totally relate. The moment I connect with a client or a listener or anybody that is showing up to work with me is the moment that I actually feel 100% myself, because it's the moment that I allow spirit to run through me and I become a vessel, a channel, a tool for the universe to actually transform people's lives. And it's like I show up on a stage and there's 1,000 million people out there and they're looking at me. And even though it's in reality one client right across from me on my couch or listening intently on the phone or via Skype, and they are so enthralled with the information that they're receiving, that I'm touching them on some incredible deep level, and that I'm actually shifting their entire mindset about who they are. I feel like Freddie Mercury when he was up on stage and he was singing Bohemian Rhapsody or We Will Rock You or, you know, I Want to Break Free. And all of those songs were him just simply, you know, wanting to be who he truly was. And so I related to that in a really deep way. And so, yeah, when I started working with my teacher, I actually lifted the veil between the universe and me. I lifted this veil between my physical reality and the spiritual realm. And I began to invite Spirit to be a guide in my life, to actually lead me into conversation, to be the compass in which I make choices and really formulate my life's vision and plan. And not only do I do that for my personal life, but I actually, by clearing out what was holding me back, by clearing away my pain, got to really strengthen this internal compass so that I could help any individual who comes through my door receive information from their spirit guides or past loved ones and souls who want to actually empower them to transcend and evolve on their journey, to be free from what limits them, from being the absolute best version of themselves. So I take this relationship that I grew out of simply just breaking away from pain, from burning my old story, and I got to actually create an infrastructure of an internal guidance system, my intuition, and I got to make it super powerful so that when someone comes into my office or when I meet someone randomly, serendipitously, or when I have a casual conversation, guides actually come through. And these guides look like flashes of light or sometimes apparition that I can see, and they actually start to speak with me. And so I open myself up and I allow myself, because I have found such calm and I have found such stillness, to allow myself to move outside of my body and to invite this energy to work through me. So the messages that you receive when you're with me are from a spiritually guided conversation. And thanks, Lee. Thank you for saying I'm so excited. I know it's an awesome gift and it's an incredible, incredible talent to have. So when I regained my sense of self, my true power, the breadth and depth of my gifts returned, and I took it and I ran. You know, I quit my 9-to-5 like I've talked about in the past, and I started to build a practice to transform people's lives. And so I was just beginning to share with you how in session it works. You know, it can be simply happen at any moment, and it can be a very abrupt need for me to just simply start to tell you exactly what Spirit wants me to share. So I used to be so afraid to talk about this, you know, I used to be so afraid to share that with people. And it finally sort of hit me that this is who I am. And yeah, I help transform people's health and their well-being, but in order for them to really want to work with me, they have to know everything about me. So this is why I created tonight's show. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to hear a fantastic client share and more about intuition and how to develop it for yourself. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio, Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc. Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day. Welcome back, New York City and my listeners around the world. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. I'm just checking in and saying hello to a few people. Feel free to call in 877-480-4120, especially any of those gratitude challengers who want an extra raffle seat in my online program. Remember, the ebook is coming out in 2 weeks, Be Fit, Mind, Body, Soul. Check it out on my website, elizabethmtripp.com, so you can sign up and get the first copy hot off the press. This is my special offer to you so that you can get transforming before January 1st. Yeah, I want you to get powerful and healthy and stay that way throughout the holidays. So we are talking about my gifts and my ability to see and hear and sense and communicate with spiritual energy. So I was just speaking about how in my client sessions, you know, I will see an energy and I will feel it, and it will actually start to communicate with me. It's a very, very quick experience. And in that, I then begin to share messages from your spirit guides and or souls that have passed, that may be loved ones in this lifetime. They could be souls in your soul group that have been traveling with you for several lifetimes. But this is an incredible experience for me to be able to then find out what I need to tell you and how we can get to the bottom of what it is that you've been struggling with, that's been holding you back from being healthy, powerful, full of vitality and happy. So I'm just a channel. Okay, I'm a channel for the universe. I'm a channel for spirit to come into my body. I chose a very transparent vessel, and I allow myself to really then work through the messages so that you can get something special for yourself. So the cool thing is, guys, is that all of us actually have gifts. You know, all of us actually have an internal compass, and or I call the intuition. And all of us have something that we are, you know, meant to express in this lifetime. And we are meant to feel like we are really getting something out of. And I just got caught up here because I got a phone caller. So Vera on line one, let's have Vera come in. Hi, Vera. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Have we ever talked or met before?
We have not. I've been referred to you before, but we never really connected. I've been asked to come see you. I guess I've been hesitant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But,
so, what do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I don't want to say recently. About 2 years ago, my daughter's boyfriend was killed, and I don't know. I kind of feel like I do have spirit guides around me. I was just wondering, I don't know what they want or what message they're trying to send me.
Okay, so your daughter's boyfriend was killed in an accident, correct?
Yes.
And you're feeling that you are, you know, in your current situation, really feeling at a loss in certain aspects of your life and some confusion about how to move forward or what you want to do or what makes you really happy in life and how to feel satisfied, right?
Well, no. I was just, so it was my daughter's boyfriend that had passed away, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
And that must have been really hard for you as the mom, though, to experience.
Well, yes.
Yeah. And
watching her go through that, yes.
Because I'm feeling there's actually a big void in the energy in your family around that. So there's like a very deep sense of loss. And the pain that your daughter experienced was very profound. And being the mother of her, you actually picked up on that pain quite a bit. And it made for a very confusing time for both you and your daughter. And so there's a sense of loss and pain that both of you are still carrying. And the message that I'm getting received to share with you tonight is that he is safe and he is loved and he is so at home and at peace. And that he wants you to actually tell your daughter that he is in the most amazing state of bliss, and that another day her sad is another day she's wasting being trapped in a loss that actually isn't a loss. That he's okay, and he's actually with your family quite a bit, trying to share with you messages that he is with you, and particularly her. But because you two went through this loss together, he actually circles around and tries to, you know, comfort a lot of you in ways that you two can see him. And whether that sometimes it's a song on the radio or it's something that, you know, will pop up and, you know, remind you of him. But it is apparent that he does really circle around the energy of both you and her.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
As I was saying, like, I know I have spirit guides. I just don't know, like, how to react, because things do happen around me, and I just don't know, like, what the signs are, like, I don't know.
Well, particularly with your daughter's boyfriend, he will come through with song. So he will actually try to help you guys see him through song, through music. And I don't know if that means something specific to you, but he's actually tried to get both of your attention through song, through listening to...
That is so ironic. But that is so ironic, yeah.
It's true.
It's happened. We would think about something and a certain song would come on to where it would relate to what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he actually really tries to come through song. So when you hear that song, you can actually, Vera, close your eyes and you can tell that to your daughter and you can say, thank you. I love you. I know you're safe. I know you're in a state of bliss and we welcome you to be with us. Okay. Because that's all he wants you to know, that he's there and that you can actually say you don't have to be with us all the time. You can go and enjoy your time too, but we can call you in when we need you. So yeah, look for that song. So that's the message I'm getting, is look for that song. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Vera, and I hope I see you soon. I want you to take action and actually come and see me, okay? And just for calling in tonight, I'm going to give you a free half an hour to get started, okay?
Thanks.
All right. So
thank you.
Head over
Have
to my
a good one.
You too. Head over to my website, elizabethmtripp.com, to get yourself set up. So really cool, okay. Guys. All right. Talk to you soon. So Vera called in and I sort of worked through the message there of receiving that her past loved one that was dating her daughter was actually trying to reach them through song. And that really spoke to her. And so that's the power of my work. That's the power in which I like to do and transform people's lives. And so we could see that there's a tremendous loss that they were both feeling there. So that was a great, great, great share. I'm so excited that just happened. You know, certainly anybody else is feel free to call in 877-480-4120. You can ask anything. But what I really want to highlight here, and through that story, is that we will often carry pain, you know, whether that's pain of a loved one being, you know, dying, or whether that's something traumatic happening to us, we'll carry it. And then we don't know exactly what to do with it. And we then limit ourselves through a story. And when we break free from that story, it's the moment that we can actually access our true gifts, our intuition. And so before Vera called, I was talking about how we all have an internal guidance system. We've all been gifted with it. It's something that the universe shared with us to allow us to actually grow and learn on our journey. So first, okay, intuition 101, how do we actually get accessing our intuition? And it actually starts with clearing out the past, okay? You can't really tune into your own inner guidance system if you have a lot of chatter in your head, if you have a lot of negative conversation or self-sabotaging thoughts or beliefs, because those run the conversation of your life. Remember, those are the stories in the book that you've written, the book out of fear. So in order to actually access your inner guidance system to its fullest capacity in its most powerful way, you have to actually let go of the past. You have to release energy that you've been holding on to that's created a story for you. So how do you do that? Well, it starts by signing up to work with me. It's very easy for me in a matter of 3 sessions for you to get clear with what's limiting you. Honestly, in 3 2-hour sessions, I can really transform what you're currently thinking and feeling and create a whole new sense of self. So when you sign up on my website, elizabethmtripp.com, you can take advantage of this incredible gift that I want to share with you so that you can actually enliven or really come into your own sense of self and express your gifts. That's what it's all about. So I want to help you express your gifts because intuition, like I said, is a sense of knowing. It's honestly a sense of knowing. And so we're going to take Joseph. I have another caller. This is so fun. So let's take Joseph and we'll talk for a couple minutes. And then Joseph, if we need to bring you on the next segment, we will. Hey, Joseph, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Elizabeth. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome. We've got a couple
minutes.
And
this is a fascinating talk.
It is.
For a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
For me, once. With you, I know that we were able to you were able to see my mother, and that was extremely cool,
yeah.
And it was extremely valid and validated.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm also interested in this because Tracy, my girlfriend,
yeah.
Has been... very much in tune with her own empath tendencies,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to get her on this call, but she couldn't join us. So, mm-hmm. when you just mentioned clearing out the clutter,
yeah,
this is something I'm going to pass along so that she can fine tune her own gift.
Yes, Tracy's actually got the ability to communicate with spirit too. Does she know that?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And she's scared of it. And she doesn't have to be scared. Actually, she has a really a guide that is drew you to me to actually get the conversation started for her. So it was a roundabout way. That's incredible because she's been afraid of this like I was for a long time about embracing that gift. But she'll actually feel better. And she'll have more energy, and she'll feel happier when she starts to walk in that path with herself.
Yes, I truly believe that, and thank you for encouraging me to encourage her better than I have.
Well, Joseph, you know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you a half an hour to just give to Tracy. Okay, I'm going to give you the half an hour to give to Tracy, and I want Tracy to sign up this week. I want her to. I want to talk to her this week.
All right.
Okay. So I'll go onto my website elizabethmtrip.com and we'll get Tracy set up for that half an hour. Okay.
You betcha. Will do.
All right.
Thank you. And just so you know, I'm not on Facebook, so you can't see that I've been lurking in the shadows listening. I go to the website, so just in case. You don't see, I'm sure there are many people who have taken Facebook apps off their phones.
Mm-hmm. So. Good for you.
All right.
Way to go, okay?
I'll see you later.
All right.
I'll see you in person.
Yes, we'll see each other soon. All right, let's take a quick break.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back, New York City, my listeners around the world. We had Joseph and Vera call in, and Joseph was speaking to me about a time where I actually connected and saw his mother and shared a very powerful message with him in regards to that. And I tuned into his girlfriend, Tracy, and saw her ability to communicate with spirit, too. And so this is fun. I get to use my gifts. It's so cool. So I'm just going to shout out to a few people on the live. Dan says, spirit speaks through me through song and vibrational music. That's beautiful, Dan. I love that. And William says, I use vibration tunes a lot. I love vibration tunes. I actually listen to Hertz sounds on YouTube, and I like the 528 and the 658. Sofagil Hertz. I love them on YouTube, so I'll upload them on Facebook for you guys to take a chance to hear. So yeah, I love that, Dan. And William says, I wake up in the morning and I make a habit of saying, yes, thank you. It starts the day in a great way. Yes, absolutely. You know, we started off the segment with gratitude, and you know, that's a powerful thing to have in terms of, you know, being able to connect with energy and the universe. So I really want to help you guys see that, okay, the first step, like I mentioned, to really get in touch with your intuition is clearing out the clutter, okay? It's setting up an appointment to work with me to actually really get clear with all the things that are holding you back from being your best you. You can't hear yourself when you're in the midst of the mud. And the second thing after that, okay, is once we actually clear out some of the mud and the destructive talk, then we can begin to actually strengthen your intuitive abilities. We all have intuition. We all have an ability to sense and feel. And as we strengthen that, some people's senses, based on what they're, you know, meant to accomplish in life in terms of their mission, will actually broaden and will become more apparent. So for me, you know, I can see apparition. And it comes in many forms. It comes in lights, and it comes in actual, sometimes physical form. You know, when I was growing up, I saw lots of creatures in my house, and people who had passed. We had somebody who had died in our house, and she was constantly communicating to me, except, you know, she looked like a witch. And so it would scare the out of me. Okay. I was just like, whoa, I was convinced witches were real and my entire life. So, you know, another instance that I had was I was in college and I had been really repressing my gifts, and I was downstairs in the basement of my college dorm and I was studying, and I heard giggling, and I was like, okay. And this is Oneonta. It's like a really old college town, and the buildings are really old. You went to Oneonta? Oh, okay. So my intern was just telling me about his connection to Oneonta, and I heard this giggling, and I was like, okay, I'm just studying down here. I don't think anyone's down here. I'm not sure if I really heard that. And I looked down, and I saw a little girl at the water fountain. And I was like, oh, I've never seen a little girl here. You know, what is she doing here at the college dorm? And then I like looked back again, and I saw she was gone. So I was like, oh, that's weird. Maybe someone's family's visiting or something. And, you know, 2 days later, I'm down there studying again. And one of the custodians comes by and he's whistling and he's like, anyone come and visit you down here? And, you know, I thought, why the heck is this guy asking me this? And I was like, well, you know, actually, I saw a little girl down here a couple of days ago. And he's like, oh, the little girl. Yeah, she's been around here for hundreds of years. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, that's our little ghost here at Oneonta. She comes around and she just kind of giggles and laughs and runs around the halls. Don't be afraid. She's a friendly little girl. And I just was like enamored by the fact that first I was having this conversation with this gentleman, and that, you know, secondly, that I was actually, really confirming what I'd saw. So it's, you know, our intuition can come through in so many different ways. It can be a vision. It can be a feeling. It can be a sense. It can be a knowing. But, you know, I completely doubted myself, you know, in those situations. And I said, that's not real. That's not true. That's not possible. And by doing that, I actually repressed these heavy feelings within my physical body. I really made my spirit energy more heavier and my mental energy heavier. And I was not accessing my fullest potential in terms of what I was actually capable of doing. And, you know, when I got to release myself from those heavier energies that I was carrying, that's when the full transparency actually took full embodiment, and I was able to be this complete, clear vessel. So your intuition is and can be something completely different for yourself. And that can be that you just have a sense of knowing. You can hear things. You may be able to see things that, you know, are in the future. You may be able to kind of just know when someone's going to call you or when someone's going to reach out. These things are all possible. So the 101 of intuition is that, A, we all have it. We have an intercompass system. We have a system that's rigged in our favor to be able to navigate the energy of life. And B, our limiting stories, the stories that we tell ourselves that are written out of fear, actually prevent us from harnessing the power of our intuition the way that our true self wants us to. So we're all meant to thrive. We all have gifts, and we're here to express them in a very incredible way. And many of my clients who have worked with me are now actually full on utilizing their gifts. You know, I have someone who's an incredible playwright who's actually channeling spirit and writing incredible work as a result. I have a very beautiful intern that works with me, and she's communicating with spirit guides and communicating with past souls, and now she's really bringing that work into helping grow, nourish the soul. I have had past clients who really communicate with spiritual energy and then start bringing it to their own clients. We didn't even get into spirit guides and how to connect with them. So that might be my next kind of show next week. We can start off with that. But if you guys are looking for a way to really calm and get centered, this holiday season, connect with your intuition, I have crafted a workshop, okay, very quickly here on December 8th. It's called Ignite Your Inner Zen. It's going to be a powerful pop-up opportunity to awaken to peace of mind, a deep state of calm. This is exactly the way you want to be to actually strengthen and harness your inner compass, your intuition. And this would be an incredible opportunity to deepen your intuitive self and uncover more deeply your gifts so that you can cruise through the holiday season happy, joyful, and at peace. And come the new year, maybe sign up for some sessions to really start getting you on the path of expressing your true self. We can all get up on stage like Freddie Mercury and sing to millions of people. That would be like the coolest thing. Honestly, I'd really love to do that. I'd love to not sing, but I'd like to teach. I'd love to be out on a big stage and be teaching people this fantastic work. So that is Nourish the Soul. That was my segment tonight. I appreciate you guys all calling in. Please check out my website, elizabethmtripp.com, to see my premiere ebook release, to check out the pop-up workshop. And stay tuned next Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another edition of Nourish the Soul. So Michael and Hassan are here for Secrets of the Sire. So stay tuned. Love and light. This is Elizabeth signing out.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.